Poilievre's reckless climate denial endangers Canadian lives and vacations this summer. Many Canadians embarked on road trips across the country, visiting relatives, reconnecting with friends, hiking through the Rockies, swimming in the Pacific, and marveling at Canada's vast landscapes and rich history. However, these vacations, once a symbol of quintessential Canadian adventure, are now cast into uncertainty due to the severe impacts of climate change. For months, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre has been warning Canadians that vacations are under threat from the carbon tax and a wacko Liberal government led by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. But Poilievre's claims are misleading. The true menace to summer vacations, and much more, is the tangible reality of climate change, intensifying wildfires, severe floods, and extreme heat waves. Many travel plans are now in jeopardy due to the wildfires in Jasper and other regions. While disappointing, this situation pales in comparison to the broader impacts faced by Canadians: threats to health and safety, destruction of homes and farms, overwhelmed emergency services, damaged infrastructure, closed businesses, and shattered communities. The recklessness of Poilievre's campaign against climate action must be addressed. Recent tragedies highlight the severity of the crisis. Last year, wildfires and related smoke caused 6 deaths, including that of a 9-year-old boy. In 2023, over 600 people in BC died from extreme heat alone. The Canadian Climate Institute predicts that by 2025, all households will face income losses due to climate change, with lower-income households bearing the brunt. The federal government's pollution pricing policy, known as the carbon tax, is a well-supported, evidence-based response to climate change. Endorsed by both environmentalists and economists, it mirrors successful policies in over 40 countries and 25 subnational regions. Despite disinformation, this approach is proving effective, emissions are being reduced, and the majority of Canadians benefit financially from the Canada carbon rebate. Canada is a significant per capita emitter of greenhouse gases, yet there is strong public support for climate action. This has been a decisive factor in recent elections, reflecting the electorate's commitment to environmental responsibility. Opposition to climate action largely originates from foreign-owned fossil fuel industries, American-funded think tanks, and major Canadian newspapers owned by American hedge funds. Poilievre's proposal to suspend federal gas and diesel taxes is another example of his disregard for effective climate policy. While this may benefit the fossil fuel industry, it does little for most Canadians and does not address the underlying issues. Gas tax revenues fund essential infrastructure and support the carbon rebate. Poilievre's tax cut would be largely irrelevant to those using electric or hybrid vehicles, or other sustainable transportation options. Poilievre's rhetoric often avoids direct engagement with climate change, suggesting a troubling lack of understanding or concern for its severity. His statements of sympathy for wildfire victims, juxtaposed with calls to axe the tax, reveal a disturbing disconnect. This is reminiscent of American politicians who offer thoughts and prayers after mass shootings while opposing meaningful reform. Poilievre's actions, canceling rallies due to climate-related disasters, then resuming his attacks on climate action, suggest that climate change is an inconvenient obstacle rather than an urgent crisis. This approach reflects a broader issue, a pursuit of power at the expense of addressing critical environmental threats. Canada is on fire, and Poilievre's inflammatory rhetoric exacerbates the crisis. The country cannot simply rely on slogans to address the climate emergency. Poilievre's dismissal of climate action as wacko is both embarrassing and alarming. It is imperative for Canadian leaders to confront the climate crisis with the seriousness it demands, rather than perpetuating policies that worsen the situation. Editorial for August 22, 2024.